Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and this is Friday Night's Losers. Each week, I'll pick the losers in games that can be heard on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. Hey, J5V, it's time for the third season, the playoffs. No tomorrow for the losers. Lose this week, and you're getting out the basketballs on Monday. Let's start picking some Friday Night's Losers.
North Augusta versus Greenwood.
The Yellow Jackets and the Eagles played earlier this year, and North Augusta won a scoring contest 49-40. Greenwood leads the overall series 22-6. The Emerald City Raptors disturb the nest of the Savannah River Sting and end up swollen and needing Benadryl. Friday Night's Loser, the Greenwood Eagles. Once again,
Dutch Fort versus Boiling Springs.
The Silver Foxes have beaten the Bulldogs 6 out of the 7 times they've met since 2011. The Dutch Fort ain't what they used to be. The Red Clay Hounds from the Bubbling Brooks tear into the Holland bifurcating Sterling Forest Dogs to get a first-round playoff win. Friday, Night's Loser, the Dutch Fort Silver Foxes.
Andrew Jackson versus Richmond Hardyville.
The Volunteers and Jaguars have met only once, and that was last year. AJ destroyed Richmond Hardyville 66-26. Expect more of the same this year. Old Hickory's Riflemen shoot down the two-town sporty spotted putty tats once again. Friday, Night's Loser, the Ridgeland Hardyville Jaguars.
Louisville versus Calhoun Falls.
The Lions and Blue Flashes have met 9 times since 1965, and Louisville leads this series 5-4. The Kings of the Richburg Jungle roar and pounce on the Savannah River Sparks. This one is over by halftime. Friday, Night's Loser, the Calhoun Falls Blue Flashes.
Chester versus Powdersville.
Cyclones and the Patriots have only met 4 times since 2016, with both teams claiming 2 wins in the series. The Greenville Loyalists can't survive the Big Red Tornado in Storm Central, USA. Friday, Night's Loser, the Powdersville Patriots.
Ridgeview versus Lancaster.
The Blazers and the Bruins have been playing each other since 1998. Ridgeview has an 11-5 advantage over Lancaster. The purple, fire-breathing lizards burn the red rose bars on their red fannies. Friday, Night's Loser, the Lancaster Bruins.
Greer versus Indian Land.
This is the first meeting between the Yellow Jackets and the Warriors. Greer seems to be a shadow of its former self, while Indian Land is an up-and-coming program. The Sugar Creek Braves go on the warpath and gas the BMW Bugs in their nest. Friday, Night's Loser, the Greer Yellow Jackets.
Clover versus Woodmont.
This is the first meeting between the Wolverines and the Blue Eagles. Woodmont has only had 9 winning seasons since 1965. By contrast, Clover has had 22 since 1965. The big blue grind-em-up machine stones the fanged weasels to death in the clover patch. Friday, Night's Loser, the Woodmont Wolverines.
Nation Ford versus Hillcrest.
This is the first time the Falcons and Rams have ever played. The big black birds peck the horns off the Simpsonville Mountain Goats and get a big playoff win. Friday, Night's Loser, the Hillcrest High Rams.
D.L. Hanna versus Fort Mill.
The Yellow Jackets and the Yellow Jackets have played twice, and Hanna won both games. Make it 3. The Anderson Sting swarms the TKK Mud Wasps and makes it a long ride home down I-85. Friday, Night's Loser, the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets.
Riverside versus York.
The Warriors and Cougars have met 4 times between 1974 and 1977. York is 3-1 in the series. Yours truly actually played in the 1974 and 1975 wins when York was a fire-breathing dragon. The White Rose Pumas spring on the tributary soldiers and bury them in a van down by the river. Friday, Night's Loser, the Riverside Warriors.
Northwestern versus Lawrence.
The Trojans and Raiders have met twice, and Lawrence has only scored a total of 14 points in both contests. More of the same this time. The Green Paladins get chopped into pieces at historic District 3 by the Purple and Gold Warriors. Friday, night's loser, the Lawrence High Raiders.
Rock Hill versus Spartanburg.
The Bearcats and Vikings have been battling each other since 1922, and Spartanburg leads the series 37 wins to only 15 by Rock Hill. Rock Hill hasn't beaten Spartanburg since 2001. Sometimes things change. The Sparkle City Vandals are out of sorts, and the Top Cats of Football City USA claw out a playoff win for the home crowd. Thursday, night's loser, the Spartanburg Vikings, in a close one.
South Point versus East Side.
The Eagles are 0-2 against the Stallions. South Point makes it 0-3. The Grainville Bluebirds of Happiness get run over, around, and stomped on by the Big Red Chargers in their corral. Friday, night's loser, the East Side Eagles, by a lot. That's all the time we have this week. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take a little time out to support teams in your area. But always, be true to your school. Goodbye from Football City, USA.
Push it back, way back.
Come Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling to